The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gross & Schuster.
Good morning. It's 10:36. My name is Candy. I'm sitting in for Tammy this morning, and we are joined by Mr. Terrence Gross. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Good. You know, and you've been just a name in the community for so many years, and you've been doing such great work helping people all over. How long have you been in law?
Well, I've been in law since 1979, opened my own office in 1981.
Oh, my goodness.
In 1981, I started my first radio talk show, live talk radio about the law.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Was that COA?
No, I've been doing it for quite some time. Not my first rodeo.
Right. I know. You've been here a long time. And we do really appreciate you. I know that we wanted to talk about hurricane insurance today, right?
Well, I do, and I don't know if you've heard the adage, but have you ever heard the old adage that the shoemaker's children had no shoes?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm unfortunately subscribing to that. So I've practiced and I've preached to people about make sure you have homeowner insurance, check your homeowner's policies. Be fully covered. Don't be self-insured. Don't be naked. Make sure you're covered yourself. And here we are. We're going right in the hurricane season. It's now June. And I own several properties, and two of them now do not have a windstorm. Not by choice. Not that I didn't try. And I was going to give you some examples. So on my primary house, which is in Gulf Breeze, which was devastated by Hurricane Ivan. I was out of my house for 2 years. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in repairs, and I did have insurance. I had to fight them for 3 years, but I finally prevailed, and I was very glad I had insurance. And I can't imagine that here I am in 2023 telling everybody that at this point I don't have any. Why? Well, I also learned after Ivan that I had to shop the market. I used to always be loyal to one given agency in town. They did all my insurance. And I started just getting second opinions, and then went to third opinions. So there's five major agencies in town that sell all kinds of insurance. And I started using all five to get competitive quotes, to look at different markets and different companies. And I got canceled on my house last March. March, I got the cancellation saying that.
Yeah, you did too.
June, yeah, as you're self-insured, so they canceled me. Is it too big a risk? And so I shopped the market with these five agents, figured somebody's going to come up with something. They all struck out. Nobody locally could even find me a quote. They could even come to me with any carrier that would insure my house. So I was talking to my friend who's in the business, and he says, you know what? Why don't you try this agent right here? They're out of South Florida. They're not from here, but they insure all those houses on the canals and Fort Lauderdale and Coral Gables. Maybe they can help you. And I started talking to this guy, and he says, I think I can help you. So he looks around, and the first quote he found was, how much? How much do you think they want to charge me for 1 year of insurance amount? What could that premium possibly be that they quoted me?
I'm wondering.
Give me a quote.
Oh, man. For all your houses? Gosh, for a year?
No, for one house.
For one house.
One nice house in Gulf Breeze on the water. One nice house.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. $3,000 maybe for a year?
$100,000.
They want you to pay that a year?
For a premium.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I said. So I've been paying. I mean, I have a nice house. I'll grant you. I'm not bragging.
Oh, I'm
sure. I have a very nice house. And it gone up and gone up. So it was $18,000 last year before they dropped me. So I knew
which is a lot.
It was going to be more. Mm-hmm. I know it's a lot, but I was,
sure.
I've always been subscribed. You play, you pay. I'm not going to whine. You know, I have a nice house. I'm on the water, blah, blah, blah. But $100,000 is like, it's stupid. I can think of so many adjectives to describe it. And so I said, not only no, but hell no. He says, well, let me look further. So finally he comes back and he says, I think I found one at 37,000. I'm thinking, well, that's high, but at least 100. He says, but they want a full 4-point inspection. I said, that's no problem. That's $200. Mm-hmm. I'll go for that. So I get the 4-point inspection, and they were nicking and picking, and they found lots of minor things, mostly with electrical, that I said, okay, fine, I'll just cure that. You know, this breaker here, this thing, this wire looks like it's, you know, corroded or whatever. All these things they found, I fixed them all, fixed every one of them. Then they asked me about my roof, and I have a clay tile roof. I went and got two of the biggest roof contractors in town, household names. And they went up on my roof and inspected it, and they both wrote identical letters saying that my roof had another 10 to 15 years of life in it. So I submitted that. And then they come back, and they said, we'll do the $37,000, but we want you to replace all your air conditioning units, your handlers, because that they're over 10 years old. I have three handlers for my house. That would be like $5,000 each. That's $15,000. So we're talking about $37,000, and they want me to pull out perfectly good working AC handlers to put in new ones just for them. And of course, the 37 is with a very high deductible as well. I think it was a 25% deductible. So if I had like a $100,000 claim, they're not going to pay anything anyway. And so I finally said, nada, because you're basically now that premium wasn't really 37. And by the time you replace your properly working ACs, you're over 50. And, you know, I said, it's just stupid. It's just, I mean, I'm not a dumb person, and you worry about the exposure. So here I am. I've told everybody I can think of, make sure you're insured, make sure you got windstorm. And, of course, I have insurance now. So I got fire and I got liability and all those things. I just don't have windstorm, and I don't like it. But the choice was basically over $50,000 by the time you do the AC units with a big deductible.
God, it's almost cheaper to rebuild. Not really, but my goodness.
No.
I know, I mean, I know.
It's a nice house, but so anyway, it's just unsettling. So my neighbor, whose house is not as nice as mine, you know, he's not on the water, and what he did several years ago was what my neighbor did was he shopped the solar panel thing on the roofs. And we've seen people with those solar panels on the roofs. And they said, if you do this, you do this, and whatever, you'll reduce your rates. Well, they did. He only pays $18 a month for electricity now, and that's just a hookup.
Oh, my goodness.
He actually generates more energy for his house than he uses. I think he sells it back or gives it back to them. So he's totally self-sufficient, on which is wonderful. But then they went to him on his roof. His roof is only 10 years old, and he had a 20-year roof, so he's got, you know, he's figured, I got another 10 years. They said, you got to replace your roof. He goes, but it's only 10 years old. I said, we want you to replace it. Well, not only do you have to pay $10,000 for a new roof, but then he went to the solar people, and the solar people says, well, remove all that apparatus, take it off so you can put a new roof on, and then put the apparatus back on. It's about $10,000. So you're talking about he was going to be hit with whatever premium they're going to charge, plus another 20 for a roof he doesn't need. And so he's self-insured, and he doesn't want to be self-insured either. And so as I talk to people, it's a growing bunch of people, and these are not scofflaws. These are responsible people that always have insurance, but we've reached a crisis. And, you know, I know we live in the panhandle, and there's something about hurricanes I've learned. Mm-hmm. If it hits you, it's forever etched in your mind. So Ivan hit me hard. And so Ivan, I think of Ivan, and I'm not saying I get nightmares, but sometimes I feel like a rape victim because, you know, again, we were out of our house for 2 years, all the stress. And even with insurance, I still lost a lot of money out of pocket. And all the fighting with insurance companies, it was highly, highly stressful. And so I think of Ivan. I remember Opal very well in 1995. But I don't, the other storms that don't hit us, you don't think much is about. But if you think about it, every year there's a major storm that hits somewhere in Florida.
Oh, sure.
You know, Michael hit Mexico Beach. Mm-hmm. Devastated.
Oh, it was awful.
Devastated.
It's still awful.
It didn't affect us.
But
I understand insurance companies took a hit, and then Ian hit around Fort Myers, and I'm sure, you know, they said it's going to be billions. So I understand that insurance companies are getting very leery of coming into Florida. In fact, that, you know, the biggest insurer in the world, is Lloyd's of London. They are what
right.
we call a reinsurer.
And they're so expensive.
So what Lloyd's does, what Lloyd's does is they insure other insurance companies. So maybe I'm paying a premium to Nationwide, or I'm paying a premium to whatever carrier you may have on your house. They sell part of the risk to Lloyd's of London. Lloyd's of London has washed their hands of Florida. So Lloyd's says, we're not going to reinsure anybody. It's too big a risk. We can't be profitable. So I can't totally blame them. I mean, because insurance companies have to be for-profit entities. But I think what's the only thing to cure this whole problem, we've done it with flood. I don't know if you've done this with flood, but flood is subsidized federally. So even though I live in a flood zone, my rates are manageable, you know, under $5,000 for flood, which is manageable. Most people pay several hundred dollars for flood because it's a federal program. They're eventually going to have to do that with wind, I think, because at some point there's people that are retired and they're on fixed income, and they figured out their Social Security, they figured out their IRA, and they said, you know what, we've set aside enough, we can retire. But what if you were, just a small example of me, what if you're a person that 5 years ago you're paying $2,500 for a windstorm, and now they want $15,000? I mean, that is a big hit. And most people, their house may be their biggest investment.
Sure.
Yeah, the biggest.
I would imagine most, absolutely.
You buy a nice house. Yeah, you buy a real nice house, and you hang on to it, and you try to pay the mortgage off, and you try to retire. You don't want to be self-insured. You got all your eggs in one basket. And so the legislature just passed some laws this year, but they really, I don't think they really do much. And I don't know that the insurance companies will pass those savings on to us. So I'm sure anybody listening, I mean, if they want to call or text you right now, mm-hmm. how can they call or text you right now?
Absolutely. 437-1620. You can text in, and we'll definitely ask your questions. Is Citizens an option? Somebody texted that in.
I'm willing to bet you, though.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm willing to bet you that anybody's listening out there, even if you're high and dry off the water, I am willing to bet that your homeowners has doubled or tripled in the past 2 or 3 years.
Right. And
it's just across the board.
We were dropped, and we were nowhere near water. Somebody asked if Citizens is an option. Somebody texted that in.
Yeah. Citizens is an option, so that they're it's a small option. In other words, and they got so many rules and what the maximum limits. They may have raised their limits, but at one time, I can't remember what their cap. It may have been like $500,000 that they wouldn't insure any house for more than $500. They don't want the big exposure, and for most of us, that's good. But I have found that if there is a claim, they're not going to handle the claim the way a regular company would. It takes forever to get an adjuster out, and then they don't want to pay. I got a dear friend of mine, that had a pretty big claim. She had Citizens. She was in Tiger Point, and they're in a lawsuit right now, and that's from Sally, a 2020 storm. And they look like they're going to trial. They're going to have to go to a jury trial over what to me seems to be a no-brainer. And she was fully covered. She had flood and she had windstorm. So it's not like she didn't have one or the other. She had both. And Citizens is just blowing her off. And I've heard those stories. I remember after Ivan, the people that had Citizens had a major, major headache. So it's pretty much the insurance company a last resort. But again, not bragging, but my house is insured for way more, mm-hmm. or when it is insured, it was insured for way more than $500,000. So our synagogue, you know, I'm Jewish. We have mm-hmm. our temple. It's worth a lot of money. It's right in the corner of Palo Box and Savannah. I'm looking at it.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's right. Your law office is right there. That's right.
Yeah, it's the oldest temple in the state of Florida. And we just got dropped. And so, you know, we're scrambling. But, yeah, so we got fire and liability and everything. But the wind thing is just a major problem for everybody. And Citizens is not always a viable alternative. So maybe as we talk, maybe if the state would go to $1 million for Citizens coverage, that would help. But again, the problem is, what's the point of even using them if they're not going to pay on the back end? And that becomes a problem.
Right.
It is what it is. So yes, it's cheaper, and whatever, but there's just so much that they can pay because, you know, that they have money set aside from the legislature and so forth. And again, what we forget, so we could say, well, we had a big claim. You know, Sally, some people got hurt in Sally, but it wasn't the claim that Ivan was.
Oh, no kidding.
But again,
yeah.
We're forgetting about the Michaels. We're forgetting about the Irmas and the Michaels and the Ian, stuff that doesn't really affect us, but does affect the state of Florida. So it seems like every year, somewhere in Florida is taking a major 4 or 5 category storm. Mm-hmm. To the tune of billions. They're not talking about millions anymore. It's the B word. That's what's sort of scary there. So I'm in a very unenviable position. Not that I never dreamed, you know, I would be in this position, but here I am. So forth. So I've been innovative. I have a satellite office in the bar. It's not on the water. It's probably a mile off the water on Highway 98. Looked at it, and that premium doubled, and it's a small brick building, you know. And I finally said, you know what? I'm just going to insure it for less because a lot of what I paid for was land anyway. So if you look at it, some of the value of our home, some of us, depending on your location, is the land. And I bought on Highway 98 for a reason, for traffic count. Mm-hmm. So I put my sign up and people pass by and see my sign. Well, so I was able to reduce my rate by $5,000 a year. And that's very manageable by lowering what would be the payout of it. You know, mm-hmm. am I fully covered? Maybe not, but I'm probably 80% covered, and I could sleep good at night about that. But that choice was easy. The choice of my home was no middle ground for it. I couldn't find any middle ground.
Man, and facing a problem that many are facing and have faced through this year. I'm sorry that affects you and your synagogue. My goodness.
And that's going to, it's not going to be just us. I'm sure every church in town is going to have the same problem. Any big, and then, you know, given the size and the premium that they wanted, we got one wild quote. It was going to be like 20% of the overhead. And you're saying, wait a second. You know, so you got to have, you know, a budget. We're all nonprofits. Every church in town is a nonprofit. You got to pay for your preacher. You got to pay for all these things. You can't just all of a sudden take all the dues people are paying and all the tithing and give it to an insurance company. It's a mess. It's a total mess. So the people out there, first of all, if you want to try to lower your premiums, you need a four-point inspection. So there are outfits out there. I used a very good outfit, and very pleased with them. They came in and they tore it apart. That's what they should do. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I can get all sensitive and say, hi, you're saying all these things about my house, but really they were pointing it out, you know, maybe a loose breaker here, maybe a rusted out something there, you know, maybe a non-functional socket here, whatever it was. And I was able to get an electrician, and he just got a punch list, punched it out, and it wasn't that expensive. So I feel better about it, really, that the four-point inspections, four-point meaning roof, electrical, I presume AC, and then I guess the outer coating, your siding, whatever siding, whether it's brick or wood or this, whatever you have. So that they're very competent. But if you present that to your insurance company, if you have not had a four-point inspection a long time, that can lower your rates substantially. Mm-hmm. Even if you haven't been canceled. And in fact, I talked to a lady, we reviewed these in May, and she told me, she heard me talking about that in the radio. She paid them $200. They reduced her hurricane insurance by $2,000 a year. That's ongoing. So it wasn't just $2,000 that year. It'll be ongoing. So for $200, she's got thousands of savings by doing a one-time four-point inspection.
Wow. And that will help. We got a text in. It says, high and dry, off the water, in North Hill, around the corner from your office, actually, and looking for a solution after Sally. And what advice do you have? Can't get coverage.
Well, the same thing is shop all the agents. I don't mind mentioning who they are. Most of them are household names. So you got what was Fisher Brown. I think they sold out to somebody else. So I can't remember mm-hmm. the full name. But Fisher Brown, they sell many insurance companies. You got Howells McLeod. You've got Underwood Anderson. You got McMahon Insurance. Those are just to name a few. And these are, you go to each one and they look at the market. So locally, but if you're in North Hill, because if you get my building I'm in now is in 1915. My old office was in 1902. So I know if you're probably in North Hill, you probably got an older home, and that starts to scare them, even though you could argue, look how many storms this house
right.
has survived.
It stood through Ivan. We should be fine. But, right.
Right. Exactly. So the roof thing's an issue. How old is your roof? I know here at my law office, which is on the corner of Palo Fox and Cervantes in North Hill, on my upper, if you looked at my upper facing south, mm-hmm. I added plexiglass windows over. I got my historic windows there. My historic windows are still there. And I put an outer coating of plexiglass because most storms come out of the south. If
right.
you think about it.
That's true.
And south, we got rain. Sounds like we're out of time.
We are out of time. I was going to say, how does somebody get in touch with you?
850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
I'm Steve Taylor, and here's what's happening. A Pensacola man is out.